أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And so another awesome night tonight. For some of you, maybe tomorrow night. But can you not just feel it in the air? It's just like there's angels' feathers everywhere. Guess it reminds me of pixie dust, which could help human beings fly if they had happy thoughts. And then there is that intense sadness because our thoughts go to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Let's first start with reflecting on some more words from Imam Ali. He says, when a word comes from the heart, it falls onto the heart. But when it comes from the tongue, it will not go any further than the ears. The intelligent person seeks perfection, but the ignorant person seeks possession. Silence that puts the garment of dignity on you is far better than words that bring you remorse. And there is no good in worship without pondering upon its meaning, as there is no good in reading the Quran without reflection, something we need for these nights of Qadr and our Amal. And finally, your remedy is within you, but you do not sense it. Your sickness is within you, but you do not perceive it. You presume that you are a small entity, whereas within you is concealed the vast world. You are indeed the magnificent book by whose alphabet the hidden becomes evident. Therefore, you have no needs beyond yourself. Your essence and secrets are in you. If only you would reflect. Well, back to the night of Qadr, and now it's really serious. And I mean serious. No messing. These nights will not come again until next year. And it's the last chance to tweak the year's timetable. So tonight, the aspirations that we wrote down on the 19th are now set as goals. So let's just go over what we will do tonight. We'll have ghusl at the beginning and end of the night if possible. Sadaqah before the night is over, so it gets there in time. Do something extraordinary for those whom you love. Ask forgiveness from as many people as possible. We cannot have Laylatul Qadr without forgiveness. Quran recited on Qadr changes destinies. But the highest change is preparing for the 23rd by studying Anqabut, Rum and Dukhan. I repeat again what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told Abu Basir. He said, whoever recites both Suratul Anqabut and Suratul Rum on the 23rd night of Ramadan will certainly be amongst the residents of paradise, Jannah, without any exception. And he added, and I don't fear that Allah will record a sin against me for giving such a status for these two chapters. An hour's reflection is better than 70 years worship, the Prophet said in normal days. On Laylatul Qadr, it's better than 83 times 70, which is 5,810 years at least. Remember, the reason why I say 83 is because Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, which is 83 years and 4 months, basically a lifetime. So we've got to start thinking, pondering, reflecting, make paradigm shifts in our lives. When you recite the Munajat of Imam Ali, ponder over the comparison between the Creator and the created. And finally, strive for Jannah. Don't settle for anything else. And just a proviso, when you get there, wait, look back and take me with you. You are always in my du'as. Please keep me in yours.